Fans of Dracula will remember that Professor Van Helsing was the venerable authority on vampires who masterminded the counterattack on the Count. Now he's got a movie of his own. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan says the good doctor should drive a stake through the heart of the film.
Van Helsing, the movie, is loud and frenetic.
Oh, my God.
It's also an example of nepotism run amok, a case study of the trouble you can get into when you hire the family. For Universal Pictures, the family consists of Frankenstein, the Wolfman, and Count Dracula.
You have no heartbeat.
Perhaps it just needs to be rekindled.
These horror movie stalwarts gave the studio its identity during the 1930s and 40s. The trio is back in Van Helsing. Dracula's nemesis is now a hip soldier of fortune, played by Hugh Jackman.
Some say you're a murderer, Mr. Van Helsing. Others say you're a holy man. Which is it?
It's a bit of both, I think.
The new movie allows for a fortuitous DVD release of the classics with the money tagline, "Unleash the original films that inspired Van Helsing."
Oh, my God.
Trusting writer-director Stephen Sommers with the family jewels seemed like a good guarantee of success. His earlier efforts, especially directing The Mummy Returns and providing the inspiration for The Scorpion King, put the fun back into Saturday afternoon popcorn movies. But Van Helsing, like the work of the good Dr. Frankenstein, is an experiment gone awry.
There's something down here. And it's carnivorous.
Remember how you felt Bela Lugosi's pain in Dracula? Remember how you laughed at Brendan Fraser's bumbling in the remake of The Mummy and The Rock's utter rockiness in The Scorpion King? Well, none of that happens here.
Have you no heart?
No! I have no heart! I feel no love!
Van Helsing is a serious action-adventure extravaganza, and its biggest problem is its total dependence on computer-generated special effects. Paradoxically, they seem to get less convincing the more technically proficient they become. These effects are so omnipresent and so clearly machine-made that they become silly.
Oh, my God.
As a result, Van Helsing has little that stays with you for more than the 5 seconds until the next effect. It's interesting to note that the cases of each of the newly reissued classics features a line of dialogue from the originals so evocative it has stayed fresh in the public mind for decades. Van Helsing, by contrast, is not going to haunt anyone's dreams.
I am hollow.
Kenneth Turan is a movie critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.